Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Roots on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered, and a new scheduling change here on the USA Radio Network, at least for the foreseeable future. My name, Lee Elsie, will be filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root, the first hour on Fridays across all of the network stations. So, yes, you've got me for the first 60 minutes. Wayne will be here at the top of next hour. The great Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas. He pushes the buttons. He makes it all go on this Friday, the 7th day of October, 2022. Again, this is going to sound redundant, but my political friends, people who come on the show, people who listen, people who want to be on the show, people who want to do right by the citizens of this nation, this great nation. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. I feel like I've been talking about this since it started, when police accountability and immunity and the defund the police movement had begun. Me, along with many other conservative talk show hosts around the country, I know some of them followed my lead, but still, they followed, and they were right. We were right. We have been beating this drum about crime and how what we had done as a society to our police officers was going to have a huge effect on how you lived your everyday life. And it has. It began and it's begun to wear away at the fabric of your sanity in your everyday life. The U.S. murder rate continues to climb. In fact, it was a 4% increase over last year. That's not including L.A. and New York, who refuses to give their stats to New York. So my guess is there's an explosive murder rate in both those cities. I mean, if you just follow the news, you know that people are dying in record numbers in both New York and L.A. So let's, for argument's sake, conservatively speaking, say that the murder rate climbed 10% last year. Or this, you know, we're 10% higher this year than we were last year. Last year, it was 30% higher than the year before. People are killing each other because there's no law and order. If you're smart enough to know where and when to do your act, you can get away with literally murder. Fentanyl at a record high, drug addiction at a record high, drug deaths at a record high. I just told you murder's at a record high. All because George Floyd, a lifetime criminal, a drug addict, died on the streets in Minneapolis. Was his treatment warranted? Of course not. We've already gone through this. The police officer who kneeled on his neck for 10 minutes, should he be in jail? Absolutely. We're all on the same page. But that started this chain reaction across the country, where somehow every single police officer now was a terrible human being. And communities, progressive communities around this country, decided to follow suit. Defund the police. Let's get rid of too many cops. We need more programs. Less cops. Okay, and we got behind the microphone, me and my conservative friends across the country, all these radio stations, and said, you guys are insane. What you're proposing will not work. The human condition is too chaotic to be allowed to run free. And what I mean by that is, if you don't have some semblance of law and order, absolute chaos will reign. It will. Because we are animals, barbarians. Yes, we're civilized now. And to keep that civility, there has to be rules. Otherwise, it'll be only the ultra strong survive. How long do you think it would take this wonderful experiment here in the United States of America to devolve into anarchy, let's say, if there was no power, if electricity was gone tomorrow? How long? How long do you think before your neighbor came knocking at your door wanting your food when they're out? Without law and order to stop people from doing terrible things will happen. And we're seeing it. Terrible things happen. So while all of these progressive cities across the country, that wave of defund the police had happened, police officers decided, you know what? You don't want me? I put in a certain amount of time. I got a retirement. I'm out. I'm leaving. And now, yesterday this came out for the first time, crime has now polled higher as a concern. This is from NBC News. Higher as a concern than inflation. So despite the fact that you cannot afford what you could afford this time last year, cereals twice as expensive, meat, chicken, eggs twice as expensive, but this is the first time, according to NBC News, that people out there are more concerned with crime than with inflation. That's NBC News reporting that. And in fact, I reported this maybe a month ago, where there are different communities. It started, I think it was New Orleans who did it first. There's not enough police officers to patrol the streets, so they're going with a civilian police force. They're actually hiring people, untrained folks, to become cops. Because nobody wants the job. You've made cops into the bad guy. And this doesn't mean let bad cops get away with being bad cops. That's the part of this equation that's absolutely reprehensible from the folks on the progressive left somehow insinuating that because we're taking a pro stance on cops, it means all cops get away with anything, which is completely false. Nobody would want dirty police officers to reign free. That thought is ludicrous. Cops should have a certain attitude when they do their job. And they certainly should do it 100% on the up and up, 100% legal. And if they color outside the lines at any time, they should be held responsible for that. And there should be no tolerance for any kind of racism or homophobia or any of that stuff in the police force. But we have to remember to back the good cops. They put their life on the line every day. Every traffic stop's life or death. We got maniacs stabbing showgirls. Vegas used to be crime-free as far as the strip goes. I mean, there's a seedy section of Vegas. I live there. You go past the stratosphere and you've got a bad element. But for the most part, it's no crime. And now it's chaos. So my advice to my friends who are running for different offices, when you get up on your little stump to give your speeches, make sure you include crime. Make sure you include punishment of crime. Make sure you include the fact that not only are you not going to defund police departments, you're going to add as many cops as you possibly can, that you can do it within the budget without raising taxes, etc. Whatever it is that you have, wherever you are, whatever you're running for, however you got to spin it. Because if people don't feel safe, people aren't going to vote for you. People want to know that you know that safety is the number one concern. You can't go, you know, to bed at night, lay your head on a pillow, and wonder if tonight's the night some crackhead is going to kick in your back door and rummage through your stuff. And then eventually, if he finds you or she finds you, kill you. So when you get up on your little stump and talk about the cost of living and energy and all of that, make sure you include crime. These numbers I'm looking at right now, people want answers to what's happening right now. People want to know that you are going to stand for them if you're representing them, whether it's a state representative or state senator or congressman or a U.S. senator who is listening to me right now on all these great stations across the entire country on the USA Radio Network, stand up for me. Stand up for your constituents who want law and order. Don't bend. Don't yield. Don't break. Crime is now the number one issue in this country. It literally leapfrogged over inflation. That's how important it is to people. When people are paying twice as much for the same goods and services that they paid this time last year, yet still, even after that, even knowing that, even looking at their bank account or their pocketbook or their pocket, and there's less cash, less equity, they still think crime is the most important issue, their family safety. So, to the folks who are listening to me who are right of center, or just people who want to make America a better place, even if you do have a D by your name, but you have a good conscience and a good character, and you actually want to be agents of positive change. So, stand up and be heard. All right, everybody, I got to take a quick break. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie, and on Fridays, I get this amazing opportunity. I'm humbled by it to get a chance to talk to all of you across this entire country on the USA Radio Network. We shall take a very short break. Christopher's down there in Dallas, Texas. Coming up in just a couple minutes, we'll chat with Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. He is our military expert, and we'll talk a little Ukraine. That's coming up next, right here on the USA Radio Network.
Ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. You know how much I believe in vitamins. I'm Mr. Vitamin. Vitamins have been the key to my success, my incredible energy, my perfect health. Now I'm excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded by Dr. Group and has been in business for over 20 years. Dr. Group was actually one of President Trump's health advisors. One of the most heavily guarded secrets to health is that all disease begins in the gut. By cleansing your gut of toxins, you can strengthen your immune system, unlock more energy, and maintain regularity. That's why Oxy Powder is their top-selling supplement. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen for safe and gentle cleansing of your gut. Oxy Powder is the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your body. Change your life. Go to globalhealing.com/war. Globalhealing.com/war. Order now and you'll receive Dr. Group's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide free. Plus, you'll get 15% off and a 100% one-year money-back guarantee for a limited time only. Globalhealing.com/war.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Lee Elsie in for Wayne Allyn Root until the top of the hour. One of our favorite guests, Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. Stephen, give us a look from the military side, Ukraine versus Russia.
From a strictly military point of view, the Ukrainians are doing magnificently for, you know, a relatively small country relative to their opponent. They are really bringing it to the Russians with skill and determination and discipline. The Russians have showed little of any of those things. For a country that, you know, even the United States, we looked at as, ooh, you know, it's the Russian army. It's big and it's mean. And, you know, they hit themselves in the head with bottles and break glass with their teeth kind of things. And they got into Ukraine and basically got their, you know what, handed to them in head to head fighting. Their vehicles keep breaking down. Their guys don't seem to know how to fix them. They run out of gas. They run out of food. Watching pictures and videos of areas that have been recaptured and looking at their, what we would call their cantonment areas, you know, where they've been living. It's a disaster, which is to a military guy is an indicator of a complete breakdown of discipline. And then with this, you know, Putin's call for conscription of 300,000 former soldiers that have been, you know, were mustered out sometime in the last 10 or 15 years, the thought that with a couple of weeks of refresher, they're going to turn those guys around and throw them into the fight when the Ukrainians have been beating up on the guys who are supposedly at the top of their training, this doesn't bode well for Russia. And so Ukraine is very empowered, very motivated to continue this fight to recapture the parts of their country that the Russians have taken.
There are reports coming from everywhere, Stephen, that the Ukraine are grabbing thousands of kilometers worth of actual territory, and they're doing it relatively quickly. From, again, a military perspective, how are they able to do it with such ease?
Well, you have to have enough people to do it because you're covering a pretty large swath of land. And it's helpful when the other side runs away, which is what the Russians are apparently doing. As they are confronted face-to-face with Ukrainians on the ground, so like infantry to infantry or tanks to tanks, the Ukrainians are whooping them so badly that the Russians are just dumping their equipment and running away. So once that starts to happen, it kind of gets infectious. And, as you watch other people stream by you, it doesn't do you much good for your motivation to stay.
Right.
So you leave too. And once that it's like a snowball rolling down a hill. Once it starts to happen, it takes a lot of leadership and discipline to stop it. And the Russians aren't displaying either of those things. A couple of commentators say, normally the Ukrainians might have taken a pause here to, refit, re-equip, get their guys to catch up and then continue. But they don't want to give the Russians a chance to reform and get their act together. So they're just continuing the offensive, and the Russians are just running away.
So if you're Putin, and I'll let you play the part of Putin here for a second, what do you do now?
Well, it depends on how in touch with reality he is, either in his own head or based on the intelligence that his officers are giving him. If he really understands what's going on, his best option would be to say, you know what, this is not working. Let's just pull these people out and be done with this. I'll work my propaganda magic at home and try and keep things under control. But he may not even know this is really happening. His people may be reporting to him because they're afraid to tell him the truth that, oh, no, boss, everything's going great. We're in good shape. We got this.
Yeah.
Once we get those, 300,000 heroes, most of whom are like trying to run over the borders in other directions, we'll be able to finish this up. But if he's getting the right information and he's still saying, we'll fight until the last drop of Russian blood, as long as it's not his, then it's going to be difficult. He has other options with weapons of mass destruction that he could employ
right,
to try and stop this and to convince the West to discontinue its support of Ukraine's offensive. And that's going to change the dynamic. We don't know what's going to happen next. Will the West fold like a house of cards and say, okay, well, you blew off one of those bad things. We'll stop. We'll let you steal that country. Or will they say no and put even more pressure on Putin to back off? What that pressure will entail is a good question.
Stephen Bucci is with us. Stephen, stick around. One more break, if you don't mind. We'll sweep through the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. OPEC countries announced earlier this week they would cut their production of oil by 2 million barrels a day at a Volvo manufacturing plant for engines and transmissions in Hagerstown, Maryland on Friday. President Biden is blaming that announcement for rising gas prices in the United States.
I was able to bring gasoline down well over $1.60, but it's inching up because of what the Russians and the Saudis just did. I'm not finished with that yet.
Republicans and American oil companies are pushing President Biden to allow more production of oil domestically in order to bring gas prices down. House Republicans want to impeach President Biden's border chief, Congressman Chip Roy of Texas, saying the surge of illegal immigration is proof that Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas should be ousted. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
We're back spending some time with our friend Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. We continue talking about Ukraine and Russia. We left off talking about Putin and his options. We've talked about this before. Eventually, he's going to be backed into a corner to nuke or not to nuke. So yes, we want him to lose, but we certainly don't want him to resort to using weapons of mass destruction.
It's unlikely he's going to unleash his strategic nuclear weapons on Western Europe. If he does that, there's going to be a strategic nuclear response, which in the long run, he will lose badly. I don't think that's going to happen. What is possible is that he decides to deploy a tactical nuclear weapon, which, you know, I'll give you an example. A tactical nuke will not take out, like, the entire city of Kyiv. It'll take out a third of it or a quarter of it. Those weapons are designed to do things like destroy a dam, destroy a major bridge. They're nuclear, so there's going to be radiation and stuff, but it's not an apocalyptic thing. They're not as big as, you know, Hiroshima and Nagasaki's bombs. You can carry them in a rucksack.
Right.
So they're bad. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying who cares if it uses them by any means.
Right.
But it's not going to be the kind of apocalyptic, the whole world changes if he uses one or even uses a dozen of them. And, you know, he has to calculate, will the West respond? We have tactical nuclear weapons and mid-sized nuclear weapons, too. We also have, you know, people refer to them as bunker busters. We have precision conventional weapons that can do sometimes just as much damage as a tactical nuclear weapon can because they penetrate and they're so precise. So there's a lot of things we could use in response to the deployment of a tactical nuclear weapon, short of, you know, unleashing the Armageddon. So, you know, everybody who's, oh, my God, if this happens, the world's going to end.
Right.
No, it's not. We don't want it. We pray that Putin doesn't do that, and we should be using every diplomatic means we can to communicate that to him. Don't do this or there'll be a price to pay. But, you know, he's the bad guy. He gets a choice.
Stephen, if it were me and I were Putin in his spot and on the world stage I'm being humiliated, I think it's reasonable to expect him to lash out and to use whatever means he has, whatever weaponry he has in his arsenal, because clearly he doesn't care about humanity at all. So I don't think it's that far-fetched to think he'll use a number of tactical nuclear weapons to try to bring the Ukrainians and their leadership to their knees, make them, force them to surrender.
Yeah, I mean, that's clearly a possibility. But he has to weigh that against, okay, if I do that, what if it doesn't go the way I want it to? The response back is going to cost me more than just my desired gains in Ukraine. It could cost me, you know, all of my Navy in the Black Sea. There could be a lot bigger cost for him than, you know, if he uses a tactical nuke. There's no rule that says we can only shoot one tactical nuke back at him.
Right, right, right.
We can take steps in a lot of ways. We could unleash our cyber capabilities and turn off everything in Russia. You know, we have a lot of capabilities that we don't use on a regular basis, short of thermonuclear war.
Right.
And Putin knows this. So he's got to weigh all of those possibilities, cost-benefit analysis. And he's not, to our knowledge, he's not totally nuts. So it's, you know, he thinks differently than you and I, clearly. Mm-hmm. but he's not, he has not displayed, he's not as unpredictable as Kim Jong-un,
right.
Put it that way.
Right.
Hopefully there's enough rationality left there that somebody's saying, whoa, boss, this isn't going
to
work.
Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, one of our listeners out there wants me to ask you what the current DEFCON level is, if you have any idea what that is right now.
I don't believe we are in a heightened DEFCON level. I think it's still at the quote, normal lowest level.
Right.
There, to my knowledge, there have not been significant indicators other than Putin's words and the words of some of his henchmen that, oh, we're going to shoot nukes at you. I don't think that has provoked us to raise the DEFCON level.
Okay.
Could be wrong, but normally, you know, when that goes up, word gets out.
Who do you think sabotaged the pipeline?
I'm going with the Russians. I think this was may have been their Hail Mary pass to try and make it look like the Ukrainians did it. The Ukrainians don't have that kind of capability. The idea that the United States did it, I got to tell you, if we were going to do that, we'd have done it a lot less sloppily than it was done. We have the capability of turning it off and not creating a ecological disaster.
Mm.
So I don't think intellectually it was us, and I don't get any cut that it was us.
Wasn't the sabotage done on that pipeline in a very repairable place, lending you to think that it might be self-sabotage?
Oh, yeah. Not that it's difficult to do what they did, which is why I think it's probably Russia, because they're the only other ones besides us and maybe, you know, one or two of our NATO allies who have the kind of capability to do that in the region. I love one commentator, and I won't say his name, who used logic, gave this detailed argument about why it wouldn't be logical for Putin to do it, and then completely dumped logic in the toilet when he basically said, well, so it's got to be America, even though it's totally against environmental policies. It, you know, there's no particular benefit to us doing it, but it's probably us.
Right.
Like, okay, so you use logic on Putin and complete illogic on us. It was sort of a vacuous argument, so he made it very passionately. It doesn't fit. I'm sorry. It fits Putin's desperate move way more than it would of us.
Let me ask you one more. Last week you outlined a cohesive national geopolitical policy, which you based on a strong defense. This past week, an Army doctor and his wife were arrested for attempting to sell information about Army officers to Russia. Is the rot deep? Can we save the military?
The rot is not deep. I'd love to see a different attitude in our senior military towards pushing back on all of the social experimentation stuff, the critical race theory and all that. This couple who did the spying for Russia are hardly an example of, you know, the typical Army couple. They're both physicians, number one, so they're not like soldiers, they're physicians. And one of them is the first trans guy officer in the Army, took an official photo in his, dress and pearls and earrings. I'm sorry, he's got his own issues.
Right.
His wife is a foreign national. No, I don't think they're exemplary of the United States military in any way, shape, or form, and I do not believe that even a significant number, let alone a majority of the American military, are bailing out on what the United States is doing or should be doing. Most of the people, not most, but a significant number of people in our military in any given year do not agree with the policies of the United States of America.
Right.
It's just reality. We're just like any other citizens. We evaluate this stuff and say, yeah, those people in Washington are loony and fruitcake. But we don't swear allegiance to them.
Right.
We swear allegiance to the Constitution of the United States of America, and that's what we defend.
Can I quickly change gears and bring something up because you reminded me of something? We look at Biden, we question his ethics, his direction of the country, his following of the Constitution. People have brought this up to me in situations like this. Why don't the generals just get together and overthrow the government and put in new leadership? No, I'm not advocating that, but how would that unfold? How would that work if they were ever to do it?
I don't know how it would play itself out. I pray to God it never does. Anybody who thinks that's the right solution to, you know, not liking the policies of the people in the White House is crazy. We have the 25th Amendment so that if somebody is losing control, if their mental capacity is that compromised, we have a legal methodology to remove them from office. It requires, you know, the rest of the cabinet to be involved, the Congress to be involved, and even the Supreme Court has to ratify it. That is far superiorly than to say, okay, let's let these couple of generals and admirals get together and
figure
it out.
I agree, 100%.
So I hope nobody ever thinks of it. We have no tradition ever. The closest we ever came was the Horatio Gates, general during the Revolution, at the end of the war when Washington had all of his officers hanging out in Newburgh, New York, waiting to get their final paycheck, said, they're taking too long, we should just go to Philadelphia, oust the Congress, and take over the government. And Washington crushed that and said, absolutely not. That would be tantamount to ourselves killing this infant country that we just fought all these years to get. We will not do it. And he talked everybody down off the ledge. And we've never had even talk of a mutiny or a coup d'etat in this country again. And I hope we never do.
Listen, thanks for giving us some extra time. I'm glad you spelled that out because you did it much better than I ever could. And I've been trying to explain that generals just can't create a coup here in the United States. It just wouldn't work, and nor do we want it to work. So thank you, and thanks for the extra time today. I appreciate it.
Sure thing, Lee. It's always great to talk to you.
Take care, bro. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Out of time for this segment. We'll come back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
This is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineered Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. You know how much I believe in vitamins. Vitamins have been the key to my success, my incredible energy, my perfect health. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded by Dr. Group and has been in business for over 20 years. Dr. Group was one of President Trump's health advisors and works to develop natural solutions to the situations we're dealing with around the world. One of the most heavily guarded secrets to health is that all disease begins in the gut. By cleansing your gut of toxins, you can strengthen your immune system, unlock more energy and maintain regularity. That is why Oxy Powder is their top-selling supplement. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen for safe and gentle cleansing of your gut to help eliminate gas, constipation, and bloating. Oxy Powder is the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your body, change your life. Get a 15% discount with a 100% one-year money-back guarantee for a limited time only. Visit globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war and get 15% off.
Raw and un.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with a crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All righty then, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne will be here in just a couple minutes right after the top of the hour. In case you are keeping score at home, I know that you are. The national debt topped $31 trillion for the first time. This happened on Tuesday, a grim financial milestone. Again, another grim financial milestone that has beset this nation under the watchful eye of our illustrious leader, President Joe Biden. By the way, the Dems apparently are targeting retirement accounts. Have you heard about this? Democrats in the United States House of Representatives have been conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including but not limited to 401ks and IRAs, and convert them to accounts managed by the Social Security Administration. Triggered by the financial crisis in the past couple of months, the hearings reportedly were meant to stem losses incurred by many workers and retirees whose 401ks and IRA balances have been shrinking rapidly lately. I'm telling you, the federal government, without question, wants to eliminate your freedom when it comes to your finances. They would love us to be a cashless society. They would love to know where every single penny of your dollars and cents go. And the best way to do that is to get rid of cash. That's why I always, or whenever I possibly can, I'll pay in cash. Always. If it's possible, physically possible, I will pay in cash. Count down to hundreds if it's something that's expensive, if I can. I think I told you guys this story. Just recently was the first time I ever used my debit card. First time. Maybe 2 weeks ago. I was at the supermarket. I didn't have money on me. I forgot I didn't have my cash in this particular pair of pants. And I had gone through and got the products that I want. I was at the cash register. And I did it. I gave it. It's just so easy to pay that way. But I don't want ease in a financial transaction. I don't want Uncle Sam to know what I'm buying. Or for that matter, that store. I don't want them to know what I buy. I don't want that kind of information out there. I like my privacy. And I certainly don't want the federal government messing around in my personal finances. It's not their job. They have no right to do it. None. The New Zealand Prime Minister is calling for online speech to be regulated. In fact, she says online speech is a weapon of war. Interesting take on that. We've had this debate. This is not a black and white, open and shut issue. Like, I'm always going to lean more on the side of complete and open freedom. Obviously, that's where we are. I would rather have to cipher through false information and figure it out for myself than to have one of these social media entities decide what is worthy of being posted on their pages. I mean, the only hiccup in this is that these organizations, whether it's Facebook or Twitter, whoever, they are private companies. So it's not an easy lift, if you will, for someone who's a true conservative or a libertarian by DNA to say you can and you can't do that, right? You have your own personal company. You should be able to do pretty much whatever you want with it. But technology reigns supreme today. And the ability to silence somebody or some groups on these social media platforms is very destructive. So I would rather go the other way. I would rather, you know, people have a complete voice and they can pretty much spew whatever they want as long as it's not geared at harming somebody. You know, you can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater, but I'd rather err on that side as opposed to the other side. And finally, I ran across an interesting survey. How Americans evaluate the likelihood of dire political scenarios occurring in the next decade. They asked, I guess, 1,000 people how likely some of these events would occur. And I thought this was rather fascinating. The U.S. will no longer be a global superpower. 20% of the folks said, yes, very likely that will no longer be a superpower. 30% said somewhat likely, which means half of the people who call themselves Americans right now doubt the idea that the United States of America by 2032 will be a superpower. And I can tell you, if you look at the history of this planet and the arcs of countries that become the, let's say, number one economic engine in that era, whether it's the Dutch or the English or the British, eventually that arc hits its pinnacle and starts to go in the other direction. The question is, have we hit that arc? Are we going in the other direction? As sad as it may sound, the people who took part in this survey, actually, they might be right. They might be right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's always fun to hang out with you. My name is Lee Elsie. Email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. You don't know how to spell it. It's L-E-E-E-L-C-I, radio, all one word, @gmail.com. Love to hear from you folks from all across the country. Chris, thanks for pushing all the buttons. You've been waiting a full hour. He's up next. Wayne Allen Root. Keep it here on the USA Radio Network.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
90.